The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I'm so glad we get to spend a little time together. If you didn't know, I do a radio show on Way FM, and you can listen anytime by checking out the Way FM app or going to wayfm.com. In today's podcast, you're going to hear a recap of some conversations. And at the very end, I think my son has the best tip ever for how to get out of a situation you don't want to be in. It's surprising how smart they can be at two. But we're kicking things off with a new Taste Test Tuesday, and I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it for you that what we try should absolutely be in your fridge right now. There are so many trendy foods in America, but we try them so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Producer Tom chooses what we drink. Tell us what we got today.
Can I just say this has been in the office for just like a minute?
Don't even be that honest.
I don't really know if it's going to be flat, but it's the Starlight Coca-Cola.
It's a limited edition, yep. And it's the most beautiful can ever. If you see this in the store, there's mixed reviews. I was just checking online. Some people said it tastes like stargazing as a kid.
What does that even taste like?
I don't know. And someone else said it tastes like floor.
Floor. Wow, that's a huge difference.
I don't know if I'm going to like either one of those. So we're going to try it to let you know if this is worth it.
All right, you ready to pop it?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I love a Coca-Cola.
Ooh.
But I don't give myself much opportunity. They say it has like a berry flavor, and it is pink.
It's coming out like reddish pink, yeah.
It's bright pink. All right, let's give it a go.
Hey, cheers,
yes,
Joy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Wait, is this what space is supposed to really taste like?
If it does, I don't hate it.
Did I just fly to space?
Do you actually feel that way? It's like a...
I'm like floating, Joy.
It's a berry cola?
I feel like I'm on the moon.
I think I love it. There's like notes of vanilla and berry. I feel like if someone took a Dr. Pepper and it was smashed with a vanilla Coke.
I do. I actually think it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
I'm giving this a 9 out of 10. What about you?
Ooh, I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
He's so harsh, but it is delicious. If you have ever worn something brand new to an important function, you're brave. Because I decided to wear brand new jeans today to film a video with my all-time favorite Christian artist, Stephen Curtis Chapman. I just wanted to look my best. And as I was running out the door, I mean, I didn't even have time to wash them. It's not a good idea. And I said to my husband, do I look okay? And he said, well, I feel like there's something stuck to your leg. Literally, that foot-long sticker they put on the jeans that says size 12 short on mine, like 10 times, was running all the way down the back of my leg. I ripped that puppy off, and I was so grateful that he noticed it before I showed up to be on camera. And I decided in that moment, if I ever see a woman out in public with something like that on, I'm just going to walk up and rip it off of her. She'll thank me. Even the thought of a parent passing away is traumatic, and we don't like to go there. And that's why I was so frustrated when I visited my mom and dad this weekend, and my dad said, I want to go over my funeral plans with you. I was like, what? I thought we were going to have fun. But my dad's job is to be a chaplain at a hospital, and so he walks through end of life with people daily. He does funerals every week. And so he said, I just want you to know my wishes, and I want you to know where all the important paperwork is. And I hated sitting there going through it with him because it made me emotional. But he shared that he's walked with families who didn't know their loved one's wishes and didn't know where anything was. And I slowly started to realize that as painful as it is, that was the most loving thing he could do for me. Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt the podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. It's hard to parent by yourself. My husband was out of town a few weeks ago, and of course, that's when my son got sick and also got me sick. I don't know what we would have done without friends and family in the area. I was too sick to go to the grocery store, but we needed things, so someone had groceries dropped off. Another person came and risked their own health to watch my son when I felt better so I could go to work. See, when you have have friends and family on your side, there's nothing you can't do. And I think that's why I love United Faith Mortgage, because it's a faith and family team. It's actually run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they treat you like family. They're going to take great care of you. I know from experience. My husband and I refinanced our home with them last year. And here's what makes them so special is that they have a direct lender advantage. That means that there's no middleman, and it often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to know more about United Faith Mortgage, visit UnitedFaithMortgage.com and you'll see how you get treated like family too.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Instead of talking about the headlines today, we're going to share some joyful news. A wedding dress is a pretty prized possession, but a woman named Gwendolyn, who found the perfect dress, walked down the aisle and then decided she didn't want the dress to just hang in her closet. She wanted another bride to feel the way she did. So she took a picture of it, put it online, and said it would be free to whoever wanted it. Well, she got 70 messages, with each future bride describing what the dress would mean. She picked a woman who lived nearby, but also received messages from other women who wanted to donate their dresses. If you've ever bought one, you know how crazy expensive they are. And this Facebook group was born, called Shared Dream Dresses. Over 200 wedding dresses have been exchanged for free, and they are helping so many women have a day they'll always remember. Hey, I'm Joy with producer Tom, and cooking is not everybody's strength. I just found out Tom is also terrible, and he has to do it.
I have to. My wife's out of town for a conference for work, and she's like, you got to do two things. You got to get the babies from daycare on time. I'm like, oh, okay, I could do that.
Easy.
And the second one is you got to cook them dinner.
Just, I don't know how Tom has gotten to be this age, and you haven't learned a couple of staple meals. What are you going to do?
I don't know. So I could do, like, Kraft mac and cheese.
Okay.
Grilled cheese.
Why only cheese?
They won't be going to the bathroom.
You can learn so much from kids. If you end up in a situation this week that you don't want to be in and you need to collect your thoughts for a second, you can do what my son's been doing. Every time I try to discipline him, I'm trying to make him look me in the eyes and really focus and tell him why he shouldn't be doing something. And he just goes, spider, ah, spider, spider, spider. And then he just runs out of the room. And then I'm spending so much time looking for the spider that by the time he comes back, I forgot what I was even saying. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.